Our Lord speaks here of the necessary obligation for us to do penance so that we truly are not judged according to the divine decrees, but are subject to his mercy. And so during this Lent, we are admonished by the Lord to be merciful just as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And so our penances have many aspects that unfold before us. For the penances we do are not just for our own growth in holiness, but also for the conversion of sinners, because we know ultimately that the mystery we are about to celebrate, that mystery that begins with the passion and death of the Lord, that is his merciful act of love towards all sinners, culminating in his resurrection, is an act of mercy, and God is very patient with all peoples at all times. But as in all things, there is a limit even to the patience of God. And if we do not accept his mercy, then we will become subject to his justice. And this the chosen people would find out from of old, when in the year 70, the temple in Jerusalem was laid waste by the Roman conquerors, and untold horrors would transpire in the city of the chosen people. And so let us truly this Lent resolve to know that by our penances and by our prayers we assuage the justice of God, so that all may experience his mercy. But in the end, we must all realize that Christ will be victorious. He is either victorious by his mercy in this life or by his justice in the life to come. But at all times and in all places, we must be keenly aware that he is victorious. And so let us pray and let us offer up penances and prayers during this season of Lent to assuage the divine justice, so that all peoples, and including ourselves, may experience the deep and profound mercy of the Lord. And then when that day comes, we will be found worthy to enter into that kingdom and receive the blessings of the Lord. And so we will not be condemned in God's justice. And we know full well that in overcoming the life of sin, we are incapable of doing anything truly on our own, but we must depend entirely on the grace of God. And so we must constantly beseech him, develop good habits during the season of Lent, and strive to continue those habits for the remainder of our lives, for the remainder of our sojourn in this life, so that we may be vessels of God's mercy to all peoples and to all lands. And so we truly will exercise that virtue of charity by which first and foremost we love God above all things, and then we love our neighbor as ourselves. For if we truly love our neighbor and ourselves, then we will repent of our sins. And it is precisely this that the chosen people at large from of old did not do, and would ultimately be subject to the mercy of God. And so let us not presume upon the patience of Almighty God, but let us strive ourselves to cooperate in his sacrifice by offering up the little that he asks us to do in union with his sacrifice on Mount Calvary, so that our nation and all peoples and all individuals throughout the whole world may truly come to know the Lord. For the Lord gives each people in each generation a time that they be converted, but if they refuse his visitation, if they refuse all the works he does, the same works that he did during his public ministry, the miracles, the teaching of the truth, and all that he did, if these are ultimately rejected, then even in this life, a nation and a people can be subject to the justice of God. And so let us strive to truly believe in the depths of our heart that our penances and our prayers truly do seek to assuage the divine mercy, for they imitate those great patriarchs of old like Moses, who stood in the breach and beseeched God to be merciful to his people, and ultimately they cooperate in the mission of the Immaculate, who is the one who stands in the breach in a most unique and special way. For she truly, when God would have destroyed the whole human race, stood in the breach and asked and beseeched the Father for his mercy, and she alone received that mercy in a most unique and special way when she became the mother of the Savior and then initiated his journey to Calvary for our sake. And so she cooperates in a way that we are all called to cooperate, not at the same level of Our Lady, but truly we are called to cooperate by imitating her in her prayers for all peoples and in her sacrifices for all people. And ultimately, she paid the ultimate sacrifice of the mother who would sacrifice her maternal rights over her son so that his sacrifice was not stopped by the Eternal Father, but truly took place for the salvation of all the world. And so let us pray that all peoples come to know that act of God's mercy, and in coming to know that act of God's mercy, convert to his love and strive, as all good Christians should strive, to work out their salvation in fear and trembling in this life, in order that they may truly be united with their good God for all eternity in the life to come. Amen.